I'm so happy you let me tie you up. I've wanted to do this for so long. Yes, you can trust me, but I'm not going to play foul with this, you know, right? I mean, I'm not going to do anything really evil to you, but I am going to have a lot of fun. You look a little worried, but don't be. You will have fun too. And I can just tease your body in all the ways I know you like. But you can't stop me. You can't curl up into a ball when I tickle you or try to make you come. Or look at your eyes light up when I say that. There's both a little fear, since you know I'm going to tickle you first. Just because I love the way you love. And then there's that intense look of anticipation. And you do know I like seeing that eagerness. So I can just tickle your belly and watch you spasm as you laugh. Oh, you can tell me to stop, but you know, I'm not going to. You're just too much fun this way. And look at those little feet. They look like they could do with a good tickle too. It's too bad I don't have a feather. Oh, I like it when you're back, especially when you're giggling. But your squirming is so cute, I can't help myself. And you can't hide at this point, really. Yes, you are my little tickle toy, aren't you? You're so sensitive to my touch, and it just makes you so fun to play with. Oh, darling. I wonder what would happen if I put a little vibrator next to your clit on low. If I could make you come from that and some extreme tickling. It'd be so much fun to find out, wouldn't it? Maybe I'll try that a little later. But I do have something special in mind for tonight. Something you're going to enjoy. Eventually. Oh, don't worry, darling. It's nothing scary. You see, I stopped by a place that sells art supplies and picked up a few things. But the most important items are in this little box. Yeah, they don't look like much, do they? But you'd be amazed by the idea I had when I saw these little paintbrushes. At first, I was just going to tickle you with them because I thought that would be fun. Just watching you squirm and giggle as I ran them over your feet and elbows every so often. Just because I love watching you do that. But it occurred to me that I could also maybe use them on, say, one of your nipples, like this. It starts off as such a subtle little sensation, doesn't it? You barely felt it when I first started, but as I keep going, I notice how much you're moving now. It feels so good, and look at how hard it's getting. And I'm barely moving it at this point. It Imagine if I was to just let this little brush slowly circle around your area. You're breathing hard just from the thought of it. So, if I started actually doing that, you absolutely start twitching. And the thing you're having this reaction to this one little brush against just one of your nipples. Just imagine how else I can use this. What lovely pleasurable tortures I can inflict on you with this. That gasp was priceless. Yes, you know exactly what other place I could use one of these brushes on. I could just jump right into that, but you are my little tickle toy. So I definitely have to do some of that with these two. I mean, look at these tiny little toes. They need to be teased too. And won't this soft little brush just be so good for that? Just one toe at a time. Each one needs attention. And now that you're tied up, you can't stop me from doing this. Oh, this is so much fun. Yes, it is a sweet, dirty trick on my part. But I have to keep you occupied. And I have to keep you on your toes. Okay, I know it's a little bit of a bad pun, but you understand what I mean. And after that, well, me using a brush other places probably seems almost like a relief at this point, right? So, I'm just going to slide this up your calf. Slowly glide it over your knee. The anticipation is such a huge part of this too, isn't it? And up your thigh. And let's linger here for a few seconds more. Just let it sweep over you and get so close to where you want it to be. Just such a tease. You want me to use this on your pussy, don't you? You want me to just let it work its magic on you? Well, all you have to do is ask. Or I could always just go back to tickling your toes. I mean, you do have a whole other foot that I could use this paintbrush on too. That does sound like a lot of fun, actually, you know? Yeah, I thought you'd prefer the brush up here instead. I did like the bagging though. That was a nice touch. I'm going to be sweet with this and start by running it over your lips. It's so gentle, isn't it? Just a pleasurable sensation that just keeps building the more I do it. yes, mourn for me. And this isn't even the best part yet. But I want to listen to your reactions to this a little longer. There's time for all the things I want to do so we can both be patient. Just feel what the brush does. Each second of it stroking those nerves gently. It feels different than my tongue, but it definitely feels good too, doesn't it? That was a convincing yes. I think you're starting to understand the appeal of this now. And look at your toes curling up too. That's so sexy. I really like seeing that. So first one side, and then the other. There are so many ways I can do this. I'm just going to paint your body with pleasure. Layer upon layer on it. I'm going to build you up so slowly. Just teasing you with these little brushes. You are going to be so hyper aroused by the end of this. Oh, no, I'm not worried if you get the brushes wet, my dear. This will be effective. I bought so many that I can rotate them in and out to keep things interesting. But I'm sure you're just aching with anticipation. Do you want me to use the brush on your clit? There were three answers there. Now, I could go with that no in the middle, but it was sandwiched between two yeses, so I guess it got outvoted. you're going to like this so much. Oh, I thought you twitched before, but running a little brush around your clit is making you do some really sexy things, baby. You want to arch your back, but the ropes won't let you. You can't escape from the pleasure I'm giving you. It's a sweet little torture that I'm going to break up with my tongue or fingers occasionally. And of course, tickling. But for the most part, it's almost always going to be the brushes. Because I like how you respond to them. You shudder and shiver in the ways I enjoy. Your body is my little toy to play with. And I'm going to be so meticulous about this whole thing. You know how I am. I like to take my time and just be thorough. You wouldn't want me to cut any corners, would you? That wouldn't be satisfying. You'd be missing out. But I'm going to keep changing what I'm doing too. I don't want you to go into sensory overload or go numb. And I certainly don't want you to get bored or used to any particular form of stimulation. That wouldn't be fun for either of us. You're already getting the sheets all wet and we've just gotten started. Huh. I'm just imagining how much you're going to soak everything by the time we're done. I want you to have a taste. Just let me run a couple fingers in between your thighs and... Oh, fuck, you're so slick. There's so much here for you to lick up. Oh... You're so ravishing when you're sucking my fingers. And you're so enthusiastic too. Almost greedy to lick up every last drop of yourself from my hand. We're definitely going to be doing this a lot tonight. And I can't wait to bury my own tongue down there a little later. I'm sure you enjoyed that as well. Of course, I also figured out another way to use these brushes too, you know. And you have that poor other nipple that I haven't done anything to. It must feel so left out. But I feel a little bad about what I'm going to do to it. Well, these brushes have these nice long wooden handles, so I can always smack you hard with it too. Look at how red that is. Maybe I did it a little too hard. Oh, let me just kiss that and make it all better. But for now, I'm just going to keep rubbing these brushes over your clit and lips. They're already turning so pink and getting so engorged. And I've only gotten started. I am sorely tempted to lick around your clit a little bit. Just because I know how you'll cry out. And it'll turn me on so much to hear you do that. Would you want me to do that? Or do you want me to keep using the brushes? Huh? Well, I guess I could wrap my lips around it too. Give it a nice tender kiss. But I think I want it to be a little more eager for that kind of attention. So I'm just going to keep stroking you with this for now. Oh, don't cry. You know I'm doing this for you, right? I want you to feel so good. It just takes time, is all. I know it doesn't seem like it now, but ultimately you're going to thank me for doing this to you. I'm not edging you, of course. If I see you getting close to coming, I'm going to help you get there. But I don't think that'll be for a while. So, when I think you're ready, I'm going to really start playing with you so much harder. And after that, I'm sure you're going to have the best orgasm you've ever experienced. That slow build is going to be worth both the time and, yes, the achingly torturous stimulation. If you weren't tied down at that point, I'd have to peel you off the ceiling. But as it is, you're going to be so tired and maybe still so aroused. And after that, then we can really have some fun. I have a feeling you'll be up for anything at that point. Oh yes, the way you laughed at that tells me you know that too.